Math guy Don Rockmore, Dan Rockmore, has been to the movies again and has found a movie that helps him make the complicated look simple.
Life can be pretty complicated, but just how might we find a way to measure the complexities of life? One approach that many of us take is to color code things. Black and white decisions are the no-brainers. More subtle situations are described as having shades of gray. And surely it would take a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon to sort out a rainbow of possibilities. Mathematicians may not be rocket scientists, but some of us still try to take a crack at studying how complicated life gets, life for a computer at least. And this is the mathematics of complexity theory. And as is beautifully illustrated by the recent movie Pleasantville, the worlds of color coding and complexity theory are not so different. Pleasantville is the story of a young boy named David, who along with his sister Jen, is suffering from a particularly confusing time in his life. David escapes from his problems through an obsession with a fictional 50s TV show called Pleasantville, in which the biggest uncertainties are whether or not Pleasantville will win the big game. This is a black and white TV show, and Pleasantville is a black and white world in terms of complexity. Magically, David and Jen are zapped into their TV to black and white Pleasantville to take up the roles of Bud and Mary Sue. While David does his best to keep everything going according to the script, Jen rebels, and soon the predictability of Pleasantville is upset forever. As things start to spin out of control, colors begin to appear around town. Flowers and trees reveal their true reds, yellows, and greens. In the most striking metaphor, as various characters become more complex, they too move from black and white to requiring the full spectrum of colors for their images. The movie shows us that the beauty and color of life go hand in hand with its complexity or unpredictability. What about life for a computer? Typesetting reports, running video games, or adding numbers, that's the life of a computer. It lives this life by following lists of instructions, computer programs. Now, you may have heard people bragging about how much memory their computers have. More complicated jobs use more instructions and therefore more memory. The amount of memory a job requires is called its complexity. Whereas no-brainer, rocket science, and brain surgery are the basic units of complexity in everyday conversations, the bit is the basic unit in mathematical discussions. Bit is a contraction of the phrase binary unit. Something which is binary has two possibilities, so we can think of the number of bits needed to encode a decision as the smallest number of yes-no questions that we have to answer to make a decision. Black and white decisions only need one bit. Gray tones, like those on old TV sets, are usually represented by 8 bits, which is also called a byte, and that's a byte with a Y. Every time we use another bit, we double the number of things we can describe. This means that 8 bits lets us represent 256 possibilities. A picture on a gray screen is then described by using 1 byte for each dot on the screen. The higher the number, the brighter the dot. But as Pleasantville shows us, the 8 bits of a grayscale aren't enough to show the complexities of life. Life is colorful. On standard color screens, 24 bits worth of complexity are used to represent over 10 million colors. Each 24-bit color is divided up as 8 bits for a shade of red, 8 for a shade of blue, and 8 for a shade of green. These shades combine to make colors, just like mixing different color paints. Fancy computers may even use 48 bits or more, making possible over 1 trillion colors. So as Pleasantville goes gradually from black and white to color, we're seeing complexity increase on all levels, both in the story and the computer program that colors the film. Life isn't just a bit complicated, it's at least 24 bits complicated. And that's a lot, because in the world of complexity, a little bit goes a long way. From Hanover, New Hampshire, this is Dan Rockmore.
Dan Rockmore is a professor of mathematics and computer science at Dartmouth College and spoke to us from our studio in Norwich.